promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Community Connections with Keith Antone, brought to you in part by AfroWorld.
Community Connections. Here's Keith Antone, your host of Community Connections, the weekly talk show that includes local and national newsmakers on Praise 95.1.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Community Connections. Today is Saturday, February the 9th, 2019. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, it's time for our monthly political roundtable. We have the publisher of the St. Louis Argus, T.D. Ellamine, Republican strategist and talk show host Chris Arps, his partner Tony Colombo, who is also the news director over at News Talk 97.1, and from the St. Louis American, columnist James Ingram. They're all scheduled to be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. This week's pastor salute honoree is Bishop Patricia Whitelock. Coming up later in the hour, we'll speak with Reverend Charles Norris. They're getting prepared today for their pre-Valentine's Day celebration. The doors open up at 12:30 at Harris Stowe State University. Special performances by Kelvin Evans, Rhoda G., Anita Jackson, and the Sumner High School Choir. Tickets are only $25. VIP is $35. You can get them at the door. And all of the proceeds are going to benefit the youth and families of the historic Veal neighborhood and the Sumner Science Enrichment Program, which, by the way, is an award-winning enrichment program. I understand they took first place in the science fair last year, so they're doing some good stuff over there. It's the St. James AME Church pre-Valentine's Day celebration, and it's happening today. Doors open up at 12:30 at Harris Stowe. Also, if you're in the O'Fallon Park neighborhood, you may want to stop by the O'Fallon Park Rec Center. Today, the O'Fallon communities from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. are hosting the president of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen Forum, Senator Jamila Nasheed, Alderwoman Megan Green, and current president of the St. Louis Board, Lewis Reed, will all be there from 10 a.m. to 11:30. They will take questions from the residents of O'Fallon Park. So that's going on today. It's free and, of course, open to the public. Also, if you're looking for a job from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., go down to the Gateway Arch Job Fair. They have a number of jobs. And to see the list of jobs and to apply online, go to gatewayarchjobs.com. That's gatewayarchjobs.com. Or go over to the Gateway Arch Job Fair today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Just go into the Gateway Arch Visitor Center, and you will be able to apply for several jobs. And that's the job fair today. I told you Reverend Charles Norris will be with us later in the hour. Dr. Kira Banks will be with us at the bottom of the hour for Truth to Power. But our first guests are in the studio with us. Interesting. I mean, this is, I've known them for a very, very, very long time. They've been married for over 45 years. Andre and Larry Jones are parents, grandparents, and fun-loving mates who enjoy each other's company, civic, volunteer, and cultural activities, and frequent travel. They've had a whirlwind spring romance in 1970 as college students, married in late summer of 1972, and been inseparable ever since for over 45 years. I could go on and on and on, but I have them in the studio with us. And first, we're going to set the stage on why they decided to write this book, Falling Through the Ceiling, Our ADHD Family Memoir. Andre R. Jones and Larry A. Jones, just a great book. I've been reading it, and I've got lots of questions, and they're gonna probably have lots of answers. But to set this piece up, let's open it up Good morning and welcome to Community Connections.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
to be with you.
Good
yes.
to see you.
Audrey?
Yeah. I wanted to start off, we wrote a Black History Month blog post, and I hope you visit our website, www.enabletables.com, where you can get all our blog posts, sign up to get our newsletter, and learn more about what we're doing. But Falling Through the Ceiling summarizes our experiences in the context of the Sankofa proverb. The Sankofa bird is a mythical West African bird with its head turned backwards, carrying a precious egg in its mouth. I'm sure we've all seen the symbolism. The Ghanaian meaning is forever forward, never backwards. Interpreted as you must know your past to not repeat it. We have shared our lives working through ADHD and building on what we have learned. In the spirit of the Sankofa bird, we are continually committed to nurture our precious eggs, our sons, our family, and our marriage.
Wow.
That's why we wrote the book.
And that's why they wrote the book. So now you know, we've got some time here, so I want to go through this because this is pretty interesting. So, Dr. Jones, take me back to 1970 and take me back to 1970 when you first met your mate, your friend. She must have just blew you away. So tell the story.
All right. I was a student at Wesleyan University in Connecticut, and my aspiration was always to become a physician. That was the only thing I ever wanted to be. But by sophomore year, felt comfortable with the environment and really wanted to, really begin dating. I'd heard there were 100 black freshmen female at Wellesley College up in Boston, which was about 100 miles away. In those days, it was very easy to travel back and forth via, just get a ride. So I got a ride this Saturday night and went up to Boston and in their black house met this young lady. And we were sort of both somewhat wallflowers. She wasn't dancing with anyone. I mean, I saw her, caught her eye, and went over and asked her to dance. And at that point, began to sort of, talk a little bit. And she knew a little bit about where I was going to school, and from there, the romance sort of began, and we began that dating process, and, from there, the rest is history.
But okay.
You want to talk about what happened on our first date, right?
I really do.
I know.
That's where I'm going with this.
I know that's where you're going.
So Audrey, Larry saw you, and so what did you think of this guy?
Well, I thought he was nice. He was quiet. He was someone I could easily relate to, but my mother told me never marry a doctor.
I thought it was a doctor or a preacher.
Or a preacher. My mother said, don't marry a doctor or a preacher. And so when he said he was planning to be a physician, I was like, I don't know how long we're going to do this. But anyway, it blossomed. It developed. It was a strange spring. It was a spring where there were no classes because of the student strike in Ohio. And so we started dating, and we had extended periods together. And then we went on a real date.
Okay.
And our first real date, he fell asleep. And I was like, he wasn't drinking or anything. We were just listening to his friend play music, and he was telling me all about all that he knew about music and everything. And I was so impressed because I became a jazz lover because of him. But anyway, he fell asleep. So at least I thought he fell asleep.
Right.
All right. So that was the first date. Okay. So next day, we're going to do something different. We're going horseback riding. So we go out and we get some horses. I'm not a horseback rider. I hate horses. Okay. Even though I'm from Kansas, I hate horses. So we get on the horses. And the horse that I was on was the worst horse. They said, don't let the horse stop at the water. Don't let the horse stop at the water. And he was having a great time. He just bounced right on past me. My horse stopped in the water. They had to get me down. The people had to come and get me down off the horse. He didn't even notice that I was in the water with the horse. So those were our first two dates, and from there I knew this was my guy.
This was your guy. So I think you married in 72?
Right after I graduated college, and we moved to Baltimore, and he was in medical school at this point.
Okay.
And that was.
So what did Mama say? Well, I want to get back to Mama.
My mother loved him from the moment she met him because he ate everything she cooked.
Okay, all right, okay. That so he got a, he was able to win.
He got a pass on it. Well, he got a pass even though
because I was told by my father and I told my sons, listen, if the parents like you, you're in there. If the parents like you. Especially the father. I mean, so I said,
my dad loved him too.
Your dad loved him too. Okay, all right. So we got that, and so from there, you guys, how did you end up? You know, you being from where?
Memphis,
and you being from Kansas. How did you end up here in St. Louis?
Well, that was a compromise. I actually wanted to move to Chicago. Audrey, through her father, had been told all of the terrible things about Chicago, and it was a terrible place to live. And, you know, part of the medical experience, you get this paid trip to go and interview. I went to Chicago, enjoyed it immensely, came back all excited. We need to move to Chicago. She said no. Well, at that point, had to sort of regroup. I was also interviewing in St. Louis because this was a very good pediatric program. As good as any of the ones in St. Louis. Plus, my advisor had connections here, so we decided to look at St. Louis as an opportunity. And fortunately, was able to match and finished my training here, and then went into private practice
where we met you.
Yes, and I'm proud to tell you that those little baby boys that you were seeing, that youngest is now 6'2". 265 pounds on the Mizzou football team.
Oh, that's just amazing. I'd love to see them.
Yeah, I will have to show you these pictures because his brothers, about 6'1 and a half, 6'2, two. So, I mean, so they're not the little baby boys that you once had bouncing around the office. And so I'm glad to tell you that they're doing well. So you moved to St. Louis. And so, Audrey, did you work in the office with him when he went into private practice, or were you doing something else?
Well, my career path was not exactly what I wanted or what I started out to be, but it was a wonderful career path. I ended up getting a master's in hospital management, which helped me set up his practice. Worked there with him for 24 years because now we get to talk a little bit about ADHD.
Right.
Because as an adult, was when Larry started to have really ADHD kinds of adult symptoms, the things that people don't understand about inconsistency, about difficulty concentrating in the long run.
Hold that thought. Here's what I want to do. I want to talk about out of this union came three boys.
Right.
Yes.
I want to talk about the sons, and then after we talk about the sons, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and really get into the book. But let's talk about your boys.
Yeah. Okay.
I know all of them as well.
All right. Well, they're all doing great, and if you read the book, you find out about the ADHD in our family. But they're all doing great because they learned how to work with ADHD just like every other gift, and all of them are very artistically talented. One is a graphic designer, one is a esthetician, and the youngest is kind of several things, and one of them is a very gifted photographer, and he's selling his work, and we're excited about that. Plus, of course, everybody has a day job too.
Yeah.
So the middle one is in Houston. The oldest one, who's given me most of my grandchildren, is here in St. Louis, and the youngest is now in Columbus, Ohio, and he has one child.
That's my hometown, Columbus, Ohio. That's where
really?
I'm from. Yes.
Really?
Buckeye born, Buckeye bred. When I die, be Buckeye dead. That's where I'm from. I mean, my mom is still there. I have two daughters that live there, my oldest daughter and my middle daughter. And a bunch of cousins and friends and stuff. Oh. Yeah, that's my hometown. But, you know, it's so interesting because I moved here in 1989. I said I'm going to give this popsicle stand 2 years and I'm out. I lived in Chicago. I lived in Oklahoma City. I lived in, you know, and I got stuck here. I don't know how it happened. So, and my wife, every time it gets below 50 degrees for being from out on the West Coast, says, I'm leaving. When are you going to move me somewhere where it's warm? So, you know, we're both kind of transplants as well. And so she spent most of her 15 years out on the West Coast.
Well, you know, we relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina, but we still call St. Louis our base, so we're back and forth just about every month doing something for the book.
Doing something for the book, and we're going to talk more about the book here in just a couple of minutes. We are with authors. You can now add author to the many accomplishments of Dr. Larry Jones and his wife of over 45 years, Audrey Jones. The name of the book is Falling Through the Ceiling. It's a great, great read. I love it. It's a memoir about their family and how they have dealt with ADHD. So much to talk about, so many myths out there. And it's just a great book, and they do a great job of kind of just opening up. And, you know, when you do that, I mean, that's what you're doing. You're opening up. You're spilling it. You're saying, this is it. And, you know, from the outside, when you look at them, it's like they're successful. They got several college degrees. Nothing like that could be it happened to them and their family. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk more about this book here in just a couple of minutes with Audrey Jones and Dr. Larry Jones. They're in studio with us, and we're going to talk about their book right after this break.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to Community Connections with Keith Antone right after these words from our sponsors on Praise 95.1.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hi, I'm Pastor Medina.
And I'm First Lady Dawn Medina.
Of New Destiny Worship Center in Maplewood. We invite you to join us on Sundays at 10 a.m. for dynamic praise and worship, relevant word, and to experience the love of our church family.
And on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for a midweek refresher, where we have Bible classes for the whole family.
Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Thursday at 8:30 p.m. for Life Talk here on Praise 95.1.
Okay, so when I go on these shopping trips with my wife and she doesn't make a list, I get a little nervous. No list to me means a big bill at the cash register. This is Daryl Easy Easton, host of the Morning Praise. I couldn't understand why she didn't need to make a list. But when we visited Club Store Outlet in Rock Hill, I understood. We're always looking for value on everyday supplies and enjoy saving a few dollars. Well, we did both. Toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning supplies, all the way to patio furniture, electronics, even 5x7 rugs starting at $30, shags, oriental, color. You get the picture. You get the discounts of the big box retailer without the membership fees because they're locally owned. Hey, make time to stop in the Club Store outlet on Manchester and Rock Hill. It's just behind Pet Supply Plus. You'll see why making a list is not necessary. Or just visit clubstoreusa.com.
I'm not sure what to do. Since Dad got out of the hospital, he cannot stay alone. I can't continue to take care of Dad at home every day because I need to bring home a paycheck. I have to make a house payment or we won't even have a home.
Caring for a loved one is a full-time job, but it can be more challenging if you don't get paid. Joy and Comfort Consumer Directed Services pays up to $12 per hour. If you know someone who is already caring for a family member or friend, now they can earn money by doing so. Contact Monique at Joy and Comfort to find out more about the Consumer Directed Services program. It's available for individuals who are Missouri Medicaid eligible and who need to stay at home. With the CDS program, consumers hire their own caregivers. These caregivers can can even be a family member, so long as it is not their spouse. There are some restrictions.
Contact Monique at Joy and Comfort by calling 314-224-5480. That's 224-5480, 224-5480. Joy and Comfort, providing a higher quality of life for friends and loved ones.
Do you qualify? Millions of financially vulnerable seniors and adults with disabilities qualify for, but are not enrolled in, benefits that would help them pay for prescription drugs, medical care, or heat for their homes. To find out if you qualify for benefit programs to help you remain healthy and improve your quality of life, call AgeSmart Community Resources in Belleville, Illinois for free, confidential, and unbiased assistance. 1-800-326-3221. AgeSmart.org in Belleville, Illinois. That's AgeSmart.org.
Praise 95.1 is your partner in the kingdom. If you have an event coming up for your church that's free and open to the public, we'll help you promote it. Go to praise951.com, click on the Community Events tab at the top of the page, and post your event on our website. It's that simple. Praise 95.1, the St. Louis Gospel Experience. This is Community Connections, provocative, stimulating, and sometimes inspirational conversations on Praise 95.1.
Welcome back. I'm Keith Antone in the studio, Audrey Jones and Dr. Larry Jones, husband and wife team, partners in not only business, but of raising three young men, over 45 years of marriage, and now they can add author to their resumes, very impressive resumes, I should say. Falling Through the Ceiling, our ADHD family memoir. Audrey R. Jones and Larry A. Jones. I saw this out on social media, and I said, wow, that's my kid's, my boy's doctor, and Audrey. And I've been to their home before they moved away, and I've seen them in several. You've seen them all around town, and so very, very well connected in this, in not only this city, but now they're traveling around the country, talking about and opening up. You know, you hear about ADHD, and a lot of times we don't understand it. And Doc, we were kind of talking off the air that, especially for African Americans, we don't open up, we don't talk about it.
Which is really unfortunate, because, I mean, in terms of ADHD, I mean, unfortunately, this, it has been talked about so negatively. But when you really delve into the topic, that you really learn that there are a lot more positives than negatives. Once you get the challenge of, one, dealing with the quote-unquote diagnosis, and I hate to call it a diagnosis at this point, we really want to refer to it as basically access to gifts. Because people with ADHD, and as you look, go through the internet and look for folks who have ADHD, they are the most creative, they're the most empathetic, they are artistic, they are just resilient people. If they're able to deal with the challenges of either their inattention or their inattention, impulsivity, or hyperactivity. Those are the three key indicators for ADHD. So once those challenges are addressed and you learn to manage those, then they're on their way. Then everything else opens up.
Yeah.
And it's not always challenges. When you say those three terms, people think big blurbs, but it's also the ability to work well with your, for adults, ability to work well with your coworkers, ability to maintain relationships, ability to work well with your children, to have the type of consciousness to be mindful of how you're working with your children, how you're speaking to your children. Those are indicators that an adult may have ADHD behaviors that they have never addressed.
Yeah. So Doc, when did you realize that you had ADHD?
Actually, during the adolescence with our second child, he was in the process of being tested, and he asked me to take the test. This was
a long time ago.
And it was an early test for ADHD, which related to eye movements. In essence, I took the test and I scored at the same level that he did. But even at that point, I just sort of shrugged it off. Oh, yeah. And a couple of things had come up along the way. The really what we call hitting the wall, that is when you have a challenge and really need to sort of regroup to figure out how to get over this quote-unquote wall. I did well through high school, very well through college, and in medical school, I quote-unquote hit the wall. And that issue was the hyperfocus, the attention that I had been able to use previously in that classroom setting just did not work. When the lights went out, I went out. I could sit on first row, second row. It didn't matter. Once the lights were out, I was gone. And I had always depended so on memory that my note-taking skills were not that great. So really had to go home, learn everything from the textbook, then be able to bring it back into that classroom setting and to regurgitate it, to understand it, and to be able to use that information as part of the training.
And, of course, that supportive wife, one of the pieces of advice that Larry gives everyone is to find a supportive mate, a supportive friend, someone who will go through these challenges with you. They may have ADHD as well. Mm-hmm. I don't. I haven't been diagnosed. But someone who goes through those challenges with you is not something where you stand alone.
Yeah.
Because when you're a kid, it's your parents, and as you're an adult, it's some caring adult who works with you. And that's therapists. That's a lot of folks.
And let me ask you something, Audrey. I want to stay with you. So now you find out, you know, that your husband has ADHD. And so how was it like raising your boys once you found out. I mean, that's what the book...
Chaos. Let's just say chaos.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Let's just say chaos. People did not see inside of our home where all those things are happening, where my son is throwing himself down the stairs, where we have all kinds of car accidents, where we run a car into a tree, burn up, completely destroy a car, and just are thankful that the children are walking away. Our sons, you know, they're at this point... adolescents transitioning into men. There's the whole issue that they did not get caught in the prison trap, did not get arrested. And those are the things that people didn't see. So that's what it was
That's
like.
What I'm saying.
That's what it was like.
That's what I was going to say. That has to be the part. Max, we got Regina on the line. She's been holding very, very patiently. And I think she has a question for our guest. Good morning, Regina. Thank you for holding and welcome to Community Connections.
Thank you so much, and I want to say good morning to everybody else that's there. Three of my favorite people, Keith Antone from St. Paul Saturdays, and Dr. and Mrs. Audrey Jones. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, first I want to say I basically, of course, know Keith from St. Paul Saturdays, and Dr. and Mrs. Jones, of course, I met business-wise, and the relationship turned into a great friendship. I'm so glad y'all moved to St. Louis. Even though I'm not happy about y'all moving all the way to South North Carolina, but I've been there twice, and I love it. And I had the pleasure of being there just recently, the last few months. But now, what I wanted to say about the book is that I do have the book. I started reading. I'm a grandmother and an aunt of two males that I know I for positively has ADHD. Being who I am, I'm able to deal with my grandson. And you are correct about the fact that they're very smart, creative, artistic kids. They are. And just last night, my nephew was over for dinner, and I guess what I wanted to say about my nephews that my nieces have had the issues with school. And what I was explaining to her how basically the teachers have a tendency to put stigmatism, especially on black males, that they're, what you say, troublemakers, bad, and not being the reason why these issues they're having, because it's not that, it's just their attention span. And their constant activity. that is causing the issue. And I wanted you to basically elaborate on that as to how they can deal with the schools and the teachers.
Okay. Thank you so much, Regina. Which one? Doc, you want to take that one?
I'll take that one. Good morning. Glad you were able to call in this morning. The first step is basically to talk with the school. You need to have the parents need to have a discussion with the school administrators, the principal, and one or several of the teachers. To access appropriate assistance in the school system really requires that the parent be the advocate. Number one, to request an evaluation. Perhaps even if there is a school psychologist that's available within that district, to have sessions with that psychologist, with the child, and with the parents in order to sort of get a background and to integrate that with what the teacher is seeing in the classroom. That's step one. Unfortunately, with the current system, since I'm familiar with it, the time frame in terms of getting that testing, there's a big lag between the request and the actual testing. If the parents have good insurance, they can request that testing through their medical insurance and be able to get an outside psychologist to do the testing to confirm the diagnosis or see what the actual diagnosis is. And with that information, take it back to the school in order to begin what's called an individual educational program, or IEP, where the child can get specific needs addressed to improve academic success, as well as being able to control in the classroom. But as you say, and as we have already mentioned, the key issue is being able to get to those gifts that the child has and to address those negative connotations so that the child feels encouraged and motivated to succeed.
And I like to add to that, that that's the, where the family comes in. The family knows the child's gifts. So it's the family, whether it's playing football, whether it is drawing. But when you, our grandchildren were lucky enough to be in a program where they integrated the two so that it required you to spend the time being still, doing your homework, and also whichever they gave you, lots of options. And whatever you wanted to explore, you had the opportunity to do. So I think that parents often spend too much time and not get into exploring their children's gifts, which is what leads to success and healing.
The name of the book is Falling Through the Ceiling, Our ADHD Family Memoir. Audrey Jones and Larry Jones, married for over 45 years. I keep mentioning that because I think it's just so wonderful and important. And probably one of the best parts of the book is in the back, where Audrey has advice for, especially for mothers, and Larry does, has advice especially for fathers and how to deal with and how to, you know, to manage and navigate, control the narrative. I mean, you know, and it seems like you've done it very, very well. Folks, this is a great book. We're going to tell you where you can get the book. Audrey, where can they get the book?
Well, you can get the book at lots of places. You can get it at Afroworld, for one place, where your sponsor. You can get it at Left Bank Books here. Of course, you can go to www.enabletables.com. And you can, which tells you all about the book, and there are buttons there where you can press to order it from us, which is always the best. But you can also order from Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and Walmart Books.
And you guys said also said that you're going to be working, going in and working with school districts.
Yes, we are. Right. This week we're going to Kansas City to work with the charter school district there, where we have. We develop study plans for teachers to work with various parts of the book depending on the age group that of their children. Because not only do we give advice at the end, we give advice after each little story group, okay, which talks about kids at various ages and how it's what you do differently. And, of course, you can reach us on social media. You have all of our medias there, but our Twitter, we have a Twitter. We respond to Twitter, which is, our Twitter is?
Falling TTC.
right?
At Falling TTC.
And, of course, we have our Facebook page, which is Falling Through the Ceiling. And my email address, and I give my email address freely. Please email me, audjones@aol.com. I'd love to hear from you. Love to set up something. And Larry's next step is to become an ADHD coach.
Mm.
And with that certification, he'll be working with families and schools.
All right.
So that's where we're going.
Well, thank you so much. God bless both of you. So glad to see you. Good luck in this new part of your life, authors and training and just giving back. I think it's wonderful, and I can't think of two better people to do this book. And I'm so honored that you came on my program and shared. Folks, pick the book up, Falling Through the Ceiling, but more importantly, read it, enjoy it, and just travel back with them over the last 45 years of their lives as they share and talk about something that's usually not talked about a lot in the African-American community. I'm so glad that you did this, and I know that this is going to be a blessing to all who read the book and who, whether you have an ADHD family member or not, it will be a blessing to you. All right. God bless you both, and good luck with this.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. No problem. I'm Keith Antone. This is Community Connections. When we return, we'll hear Truth to Power from Dr. Kira Banks, and we will talk to Reverend Charles Norris, pastor of St. James AME Church, as they prepare for their pre-Valentine's Day celebration today at Harrisdale State University.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to Community Connections with Keith Antone on Praise 95.1.
Afro World, a St. Louis treasure providing the most competitive prices for all your wigs, weaves, repair items or dreadlocks, needles, brushes, as well as mannequins and adhesive. They also sell unique Afrocentric clothing, books, calendars, and more. Open every day but Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Afro World has been proudly black owned and providing quality black hair products since 1970. Afro World, 72-276 Natural Bridge Avenue in Normandy, and online at afroworld.com. Afro World, in the community, for the community, for 48 years.
Is debt pulling you under? Creditors calling you all day, fearful of losing your home? You're not alone. Find out what you can do to get out of debt at www.legacystl.com. We can help you develop a plan to get out of debt, but the first move is yours. Join the movement at LegacyStL.com. Be a steward. Be a multiplier. Leave a legacy. We'll show you how. LegacyStL.com.
Hi, I'm Daryl E.Z. Eason. Weekday mornings at 6 a.m., allow me to help you get your day started with our New Day recitation in the 7 a.m. hour. What was happening on this day in Black history? Brought to you by Haywood Hoosman Realty and H&H Brokerage Group. And, of course, our daily scripture and inspirational quote to start your day off in a positive way. The music is designed to minister to your spirit. Join me for a spirit-filled morning. The Morning Praise on Praise 95.1.
Community Connections with Keith Antone, brought to you in part by Afroworld.
This is Community Connections, provocative, stimulating, and sometimes inspirational conversations on Praise 95.1.
You is smart, you is kind, you is smart, you is important. It's a line from a movie, but it's the truth. You matter, regardless of all the things trying to tell you otherwise. As a Black woman, there are times when, like, the assaults on my worth are coming so fast and furious, and I have to do the work, the self-care and the self-talk to resist the negative messaging. For example, the documentary Surviving R. Kelly, it's a lot to digest. I mean, it shows the full scope of what we knew but maybe didn't really understand. So many young girls, not yet women, who were lured and violated and manipulated. And one of the things that got me the most was watching one of the jurors say,
Yeah, I didn't like the way they look. I didn't believe those women. And then there was a video of a black woman who was attacked at her job over a straw. This young woman. And it was this feeling of, okay, that's wrong that happened, but I kept seeing the video over and over on my feed, on the news at the gym. And it was almost like an invitation to be desensitized and to treat us this way. Insert latest video or scandal that suggests to us that black women are disposable or can be treated with disrespect rather than protected. And I'm not alone, because research has found that when we watch distressing videos, that we can experience secondhand the feelings of distress and trauma. These stories and images can desensitize us to our own humanity if we let them. And that dehumanization, like treating people as less than, is a step in oppression. And we start to lack empathy and think, oh, well, they don't feel pain like we do, which is actually a lie, because no one life is worth less than another. I think we sometimes forget that. Like, having self-worth gets confused with being arrogant or having power over someone. And the truth is, worth, it's not finite. There's enough to go around. It's not pieces of the pie. It doesn't run out. What do you do to stay in touch with your self-worth? How do you resist against the secondhand trauma from watching distressing videos? Or do you even watch them? I want you to know that you matter.
Thank you, Dr. Kira Banks. Speaking truth to power, you do matter. I appreciate hearing from her each and every week. And hope you enjoy the segment, too. We do it every single Saturday right here on Community Connections. Here's another person I enjoy speaking with. And, of course, I know he's busy, but I asked him, hey, can you give us a couple of minutes to talk about today's pre-Valentine's Day celebration? He is the pastor at St. James AME Church and a proud sponsor here at this radio station, Praise 95.1. Brother Charles Norris, good morning, Rev. How are you, sir?
Good morning, my friend. I am still blessed and highly favored.
Yes, sir. So how are we looking today? What's going on today? What are the folks at St. James AME Church doing today?
Oh, we have a busy day ahead of us. We are preparing for our pre-Valentine's Day celebration, where we are benefiting youth and families of the Ville neighborhood and the Sumner Science Enrichment Program.
And that's all going to take place at what time and where?
That's going to happen at 2 p.m. today at Harris Stowe University in the main auditorium. We have Kelvin Adams and Rhoda G on saxophone with Anita Jackson singing. So we're going to have a great time. And then we're going to also have the debut of the Sumner High School Choir.
Wow.
Yeah, so last year, we took proceeds and we were able to hire a choir director who's been working with them. And so the funds that we use, they go towards things like this, as well as the science enrichment program. And now we see the fruits of our labor, and they're going to have their debut today.
You know, you shared with me last week when we talked about this some pretty exciting news about that science enrichment program. Share with our audience about last year's accomplishments.
Oh, last year we have a couple of volunteers. We taught science as well as teaching them yoga as well. And one of the things that happened is one of the students that was in the program and entered the science competition for the St. Louis Public Schools won the competition.
I mean, beating out some pretty good schools too. I mean, wow, that is awesome.
Yeah. So there is, as Ezekiel 37 says, "Can these bones live?" And I just want people to know there's still some life in the bones in the Ville. And so we're going to continue to do what we can to boost up Sumner and to continue to love the folk in the neighborhood. And we're going to see a renaissance, a resurgence, and a rebirth of the neighborhood that we knew strong and vibrant as the Ville.
And can people still get tickets at the door?
definitely. You can come up. You can purchase tickets at the door. But if you want to go to the VIP reception, you need to get there at 1 p.m. So that we will be able to host you, and we'll have some music playing there. In fact, one of the band teacher at Sumner, he's going to be playing saxophone during the VIP reception, and then at 2 p.m. we will get ready to receive the Sumner Choir that has been formed through the Sumner Science Enrichment Program.
I know all the Sumner alums should be there. What a great way to do, you know, to celebrate the pre-Valentine's Day celebration. But more importantly, you put on a great program. I mean, I was there last year, and I see the lineup here this year. And it seems like, you know, I mean, any one of those artists, a $25 ticket would be for one. But you're getting three artists, and you're getting the Sumner High School Choir, and the proceeds are benefiting your youth and family over there in the historic Ville neighborhood. Just keep up the great work, man. I am so honored to be called a friend, and honored that you are over there at that historic church. St. James AME Church has been around, what, 163 years?
131 years. We've been there since 1888.
And doing a lot of great work.
That's when the incorporation papers were filed. They were in around a little before then. I think the history actually goes back to 1884. So we filed for incorporation as an entity in 1888.
Wow. St. James AME Church, Pastor Charles Norris, and getting ready for that event. I can't let you go without talking about something that I just think is very unique, too. Black Greeks celebrating our love of God and service to the community. All are invited. Show Me Some Love Revival coming up Thursday, February 28th, and Friday, March 1st. Talk about these dynamic pastors that you have as part of this revival.
So, you know, aside from the black church, the Black Greek organizations are some of the oldest organizations in this country that we have as black people. And so we would like to just bring together all of the Divine Nine, and each one of these organizations have service and fellowship, brotherhood, sisterhood is a part of it, and community service as a part of its tenets. And so we want to come together and celebrate that. There are not enough opportunities where we have people in different organizations that come together and really celebrate one another. And so this revival is a revival of love, to show the love that we have for God, the love we have for our fraternities and sororities, but most of all, the love that we extend on a regular basis through the service projects that each fraternity and sorority has. And so we'll have on Thursday, February 28th, we'll have Reverend Karen Anderson, who's a Delta and a pastor of Ward Chapel AME Church. She will be partnering with Reverend Dr. Delano Benson Jr., the pastor of Antioch Baptist Church, which is the oldest church in the Ville. And so the Deltas and the Q's will be represented on Thursday night. And then on Friday night, we will have Reverend Veronica Anderson of Southern Missionary Baptist Church. She'll be partnering with Bishop Courtney Jones, who is a Sigma, and they the pastor of the cathedral at Pleasant Green. And so we will have them tag teaming. We'll have a reception for fellowship after each night, and each night we will be celebrating the community service of each of those organizations.
And it's all nightly, Thursday, February 28th, and Friday, March 1st, 7 p.m. nightly, with a reception following each service there at the historic St. James AME Church. That's in the Ville, 4301 St. Ferdinand Avenue. You can always go out on their website, stjamesstl.org, to get more information, or call the church at 314-371-0687. A bunch of good stuff happening over there under your leadership, my friend, St. James AME Church Pastor, the Reverend Charles Norris. Show Me Some Love Revival, Thursday, February 28th, Friday, March 1st. We'll get you back on to talk about it. Keep it out there in front of folks. And good luck with today's jazz concert. And folks, don't forget, again, give them the information about today's pre-Valentine's Day celebration.
It'll be 2 p.m. Harris Stowe University in the Henry Givens Administration Main Auditorium. Kelvin Adams, Rhoda G., and Anita Jackson, and debuting the Sumner High School Choir, 2 p.m., Harris Stowe. Tickets are $25 and $35 VIP. You can get them at the door.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Norris. Good luck with today's event, and we'll talk to you again before the Show Me Love Revival coming up later in the month.
Yes, and we're going to get the other fraternities and sororities. We're going to do this every year. We'll be honoring a different fraternity or sorority.
All right, all right. And all right. And of course, I was wondering, because, you know, being a man of Kappa Alpha Psi, I didn't see us on there, and I'm like,
well,
okay.
We're not going to snub you, but you're on the flyer.
But you're on the flyer. Okay.
We'll have a Kappa preacher next year.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Bless you.
All right, all right, all right. I'm Keith Antone. Also going on today, at the O'Fallon Park Rec Center from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., the president of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen Forum, put on by the O'Fallon communities, Senator Jamila Nasheed, Alderwoman Megan Green, and current president of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen, Louis Reed, they all three will be there. The good part about this, Max, is that they're going to be taking questions from the residents. So you can go over and participate in the forum. It will have a moderator, but they'll be taking questions from the people, because coming up on Tuesday, March 5th, they will be electing a president of the Board of Aldermen. The people will speak, and so we will see what happens. Also, in the even wards, because the way this kind of works is 28 wards in the city of St. Louis, and all of the even wards are up. Whenever they elect the Board of Aldermen president, the even wards are also on the ballot. So if you live in 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28 wards, you are participating. And then when we elect a mayor, the odd wards in the city, 1 through 27. So it's kind of how it works. You know, I like that kind of stuff. I'm kind of geeky like that. You know, I like politics, right? Speaking of politics, coming up in the next hour, it's our monthly political round table. We've asked some of our favorites, some recurring guests, the publisher of the St. Louis Argus, T.D. Ellamine, Republican strategist and talk show host over at Mix 97.1, Chris Arps, the news director over at News Talk 97.1, Tony Colombo, and from the St. Louis American, we have James Ingram. And our Bishop Patricia Whitlock will be our pastor salute honoree in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Hey, are you looking for a job? Yeah, I'm talking to you. You, right there. Are you looking for a job? 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, you can go to the Gateway Arch Visitor Center. They have several positions available. I mean, several positions available. And to see the positions that are available out there, you can go to gatewayarchjobs.com. Gatewayarchjobs.com. And see if there's something that you might be interested in. Today, they're taking applications. And then the good thing about this job fair is each of the department heads will be there to speak to you about the specific jobs. So, and let me give you an idea of what kind of jobs are out there. They've got over 125 opportunities. Over 125 opportunities. So if you're interested in working at the Gateway Arch, they're hiring tour guides. They're hiring sales associates and stock clerks at the Arch store, servers, baristas, prep cooks in the Arch Cafe, ticket sales agents, photographers, visitor service assistants, seasonal security guard, just over 125 opportunities. Just trust it and believe when I say there's something for everyone. Go out to gatewayarchjobs.com. Always want to try to share this kind of stuff, Max. And, you know, because people need jobs. And you know, hopefully, well, February 15th is the deadline. Hopefully we don't get another government shutdown, because that is a government job. I forget how many millions of dollars the Gateway Arch lost to people that, you know, were planning vacations and coming and wanting to, you know, bring their kids. I mean, it just it affected one in five Americans, that last government shutdown, because of a freaking wall, right? A wall? Come on. And because we have a few people, Democrats too, Democrats, Republicans, you all have blood on your hands up there. I'm telling you, because you know we're supposed to be sending the best and brightest up there in D.C., in Washington, to represent us and to do and represent the people, not hurt the people, to do things for the people, to make sure that the people don't have to suffer like the 800,000 people. Plus their families, it's, you know, it's a ripple effect. You know, I see where people had to go into their retirement account, where people had to make a choice between their medicines and eating. Just not good at all. And I'm hoping we can avoid a government shutdown, another one, in about a week, Friday, February 15th. We will find out if they are able to meet and compromise and to be able to keep the government open. I'm sure there has to be some folks up there that can say, wait a minute, we'll give a little here, you give a little, you know. But we'll talk about that in the next hour as we get ready for our political roundtable. Today is Saturday, February 9th, and we're still just 9 days into Black History Month. And if you're looking for some activities to do to celebrate Black History Month, you can go to the St. Louis American either online or pick up the St. Louis American at hundreds of locations around the city and see the many, 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 many Black History celebrations that are going on. And, of course, our sponsor, Afro World, is celebrating the keepers of our culture. Celebrate Black History Month 365 days a year. But trust me, they've got a number of activities. So go out to AfroWorld.com, and you'll be able to see what activities they have going on during Black History Month. Time for us to go to the top of the hour, Max, and then we will come back on the other side for our monthly our monthly edition of the Political Roundtable. We do it every single month, where we bring on some talking heads and get some different opinions. We're not all going to agree, but we're going to talk about a number of things in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk about the State of the Union address. We'll talk about the 2020 Democrat hopefuls. We'll talk about the Better Together plan. What's your take on that? We'll talk about the police officer shooting. What's going on in Virginia? Three of their top officials, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general, all got a little scandal working over there and in Virginia. We'll talk about that with our guests as well. So stay close. We'll be back on the other side.